people are fucking assholes. Pardon my language, pardon my French. I'm sorry if that offends you, but it's the truth. And it's something we need to talk about. People are dickheads. People are just so shitty to one another, and I can't deal with it anymore. I can't deal with the stupidity of people. I can't deal with the idiots that roam around in this world that natural selection hasn't taken because science has gone too far, and we have too many people in this world today who exist, who probably shouldn't exist, because their assholish tendencies would have wiped them off the face of the earth 150 years ago. But that's the world we live in now. That's the world we live in, where people get to exist when they don't deserve it. It's a dark start. It's a dark start to the show. But there were so many things today that happened to me where I was a frustrated little goose. I was frustrated. Like, I just put my laundry, for example, I just put my laundry in the dryer. Take it out of the wash, put it in the dry. And every fucking time I put my stuff in the dryer, the person who had used the dryer before me didn't empty the lint out of the lint container in the dryer. They just fucking leave it. And is there an easier thing in the world to do than to empty the lint container area of a dryer? No, there's not. It takes 3 seconds. In fact, when I was a kid, I liked doing it. I would ask my mom to let me take the lint off of the dryer thing. And is that weird as shit? Yes, but I was also a very weird kid. Doesn't matter, beside the point. Clean your lint dryers. It's not hard. Laundry etiquette is one of the easiest things to be good at. And people fail at it. A couple weeks ago, some stupid idiot loser, I'm in the laundry room. Laundry room's on the same floor as mine. I go in there and I'm switching the loads. And as I'm trying to put them in, I notice there's another lady in there, and I notice almost all the dryers are taken up. And there's two dryers left. And there's like four dryers left. And the doors for two of them are open. And I start putting it in one of the open doors. And she goes, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm using those." "Oh, you mean you're using 14 dryers at the same time?" "Nope. Nope. Hey, that's not allowed. You can't use all the dryers in the drying room at the same time." She's like, "I'm doing a lot of loads of laundry." I was like, "Hey, maybe don't do that many loads of laundry right now. Hey, maybe don't do that." You know why? Because that's an asshole thing to do. Most people do their laundry on the weekends, as I was doing at the time. I don't like doing my laundry on the weekends, but I had to in this certain case. So she decides to use every single washer and dryer. Nope, you don't get to do that. Asshole move. People are assholes. No consideration for anyone else. I'm just going to use all the machines here. What the heck is up with that? I told her, I go, "Hey, maybe you're not allowed to use all these machines. I'm using one of these dryers. I have to use one of these dryers to dry my fucking clothes." She's like, "Well, I was going to use it." "Too bad. Too bad. You're using 13 other dryers. I think you'll be okay. Maybe fit more into other loads. I don't know what you're doing here. I don't know what kind of racket you have going on here, but you're not allowed to use all 14 dryers that are in our drying room." And I don't know if the number is actually 14. Don't audit me on this. Don't try to research this, because I don't know if that's an actually correct number. But you can't use 95% of the dryers in the laundry room and or washers, and clean out your lint. And also, this has happened to me before. I'm sure it's happened to you. There are some people who will, if they're waiting for a dryer, take your shit, your shit out of the dryer and throw it on top. Or if they're waiting for a washer, take your wet clothes, throw it on top. That's not allowed. That's against the law, and I'm going to sue you for that. Now, there's an exception to this rule. If you've left your clothes in the dryer for over 2 hours, because you have to get your laundry immediately, you're not allowed to leave your fucking clothes in the dryer. And I call my friends out for this all the time. They're like, "Oh, I left my clothes in the dryer." I'm like, "Drive back home now and take it out, you asshole." We live in a society. And that's happened to me before, though, where I the dryer probably ended 5 minutes ago. And I used to live in a building where there was only a one washer, one dryer. It was a 9-unit building, not very big. See, that's classic LA. Hey, people are dying all the time. Isn't that fun? Can't get away from the sirens. It's the best. And my laundry had ended probably 2 to 5 minutes ago. And there's two cases here where I went downstairs once and my clothes were on top of the dryer. And now, did that make me want to burn the whole building down? Yes. It took every bone in my body. I don't know if that's a saying or not. It took every bone in my body not to burn down the entire building just to keep everyone culpable because you're all guilty of touching my clothes and taking them out of the dryer when it would have been 2 minutes. Now, the other time it made me angry was when my neighbor Mark, it was literally I always set an alarm, right? So it takes 29 minutes to do a wash, 45 minutes to do the dryer. That's standard. And Mark, I think that was his name. I called him Baldy because he was bald and he was ugly. And he knocked on my door and it was 2 minutes after my reminder had gone off, go get your laundry, you stupid doofus. So I go down to get my laundry. And as I'm walking towards the door, I hear a knock and it's stupid Baldy. And he goes like this. Hey, can you come grab your laundry? I go, yeah, I'm going to go do it right now. He goes, oh, thanks. I'm waiting to put a load in. Hey, Baldy, it just ended. Did you have a timer on too? First of all, how'd you even know? Second of all, I'll get to it. I'm going down the minute it's available for me to go down to get it, to switch the loads. None your biz, but I'm going to do it. None your biz. Mind your biz, Baldy. I'm going down. There's like a 30-minute grace period I think you're allowed. Now, if you go over 2 hours, you should jump off a cliff. Don't do that consistently. Empty your lint. Don't put my wet clothes on top of the wash. Or you should be publicly executed. Again, I don't make these rules. But I abide by them because that's the rules of society in this world that we live in. And people are assholes and people are fucking assholes. How hard is it to clean a lint thing out? I'll give you a hint. It's not hard. It's easy as shit. And I don't want to touch your dirty, disgusting lint. I don't know. Laundry room etiquette is something that really does make me go like this. I go like this. I go, what the heck? Because that's not okay. And I'm peeved about it. So that's the theme of today's episode. People are assholes. Because they are. I saw another video today. I will see if I can pull this bad boy up. I will airdrop it to myself because I believe I saved it on Tickety tock, the old ticker tacker, knickerbocker. I hate that rhyme, but I just made it. So there we go. So you can hear what's going on now. I saw this guy, and this has been a theme lately. I don't know if we talked about this on the show before, but in the theme of assholes, let's talk about people who cycle. Bikers, as you know them, because only assholes call themselves cyclers. You're on a bike, hey man, you're on a bike. Call it biking. It's the same thing with people who do cosplay. You're dressing up. You're playing dress up. Let's be honest about what it is. Don't try to make it sound more sophisticated by calling it cosplay. I don't know what the fuck that even means. Costume play? No. You're dressing up. Cyclist? No, you're not cycling. You're on a fucking bike, you stupid loser. And also, you're in the city. Buy a car. Hey, buy a car. I do not enjoy cyclists. In some cities, maybe it makes sense. In LA, it does not. Because it's dangerous as shit to even drive around here. So why you'd have a motorcycle or a moped or a bicycle in a city like this is beyond me. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But I know it happens, and I fucking hate the people that do it. They act like they own the road, and it's probably the case with everyone everywhere. Everyone knows that bicyclists, people who have bicycles, are dicks. You don't own the road. You're an ancillary object to the road. You're lucky to even be a part of it. So don't look at me and pretend like I'm supposed to know everything. And also, by the way, in LA, people on motorcycles and mopeds and bikes are allowed to split the lane. So you can ride in between two cars. If there's a two-lane road going east, the motorcycles can drive through. It doesn't make any fucking sense. It's so dangerous. And it scares the shit out of me because you can't, you're not always looking in your mirrors all the time. I'm not constantly looking in my rearview mirrors and my side mirrors to see if there's people coming up the lanes. And so sometimes they zoom by and they have about an inch in between you two. And I fucking hate that shit. And people on cycles do the same thing. If I'm driving down Santa Monica Boulevard at 9 a.m., it's commuting hour. People drive by on the right. They zoom by and they expect you to fucking know. Hey, man, you should know. I'm a cyclist here. I'm the most important person on earth. You should know about me because I have a bike. First of all, you're the biggest loser of all time. Second of all, shut up. Third of all, get a car. And fourth of all, you are the last thing on my mind right now. I'm trying not to get in an accident here in LA because driving's intense enough. And Clompy Magoo's clomping around upstairs. I don't know if you guys can hear that. My neighbor's the loudest person of all time. Any hizzle. angry episode today. This is just Matt's venting therapy session is what we should call the show. Welcome back to Matt's venting therapy session with Matt Thomas. I'm Matt Thomas, your host there. Venting to myself, Matt Thomas. Anyways, so I'm sure it's the same way in a lot of different cities. In New York, it's probably the same way. You guys probably hate your cyclists. I've seen these videos lately, and it's this guy. I think it's all the same guy. It's this fucking dickhead. And I'm so sorry for cursing so much. It's this dickhead who screams at people. He's an asshole biker, just yells at him. And the TikTok name is angry_biker69. I don't know if this is his actual account, but just watch this and you tell me if you think he's in the right. Now, I should preface this by saying people do need to be more aware. However, you're in New York where foot traffic's high. No one's going to be perfect. You're also a biker, so I hate you already. So we'll preface it by that. But just watch the video. Let's see.
Not your light, dumb fucks. Sidewalk's on your right. Bang!
That I hate
you
that.
Don't look.
Yelling like that is bullshit.
See, if I was a real dick, I would have smacked that pizza out of his hand.
No, you already are a dick for yelling at him.
Hello, hey! You don't got mirrors?
Shut up. Look at this guy flipping him off. Oh, I'm so cool, I'm badass. Oh, piece of shit, yeah.
Sidewalk's on your left.
Shut up. You don't own the road, dick.
Yeah, that's not dangerous at all. Great parenting.
Oh, good comment.
Wrong way, dumb fuck.
Like, what does this help? What does this help by this guy being an asshole like that? Does that help anything? And yeah, sure, maybe some people will go, oh, I shouldn't have been in the bike lane or whatever. But you're on a bike. You're automatically an asshole. And I'm sorry if you like cycling. See, and there's planes. There's military planes flying overhead now. Welcome back to Matt's therapy session. I'm your host, Matt, talking to myself, Matt. See, this is why we need British Beth in the mix. It's been 3 weeks now without British Beth in a show, and we need to get her back. But I didn't want to. She was over yesterday. I didn't want to record. And today she wasn't over. So sorry, you're not getting British Beth right now, but she. She's the one to even me out when assholes on bikes harass people. But like, what do you think? Is that necessary for that guy? Is that guy an asshole? To me, he automatically comes off as an asshole. I don't know how he's not the asshole. Like, it's just so unnecessary. And I've seen, that's like the third video this week I've seen of someone doing that. And, I don't know. Fuck you, dude. Like, I just know who this guy is. Maybe that's what it is. The intonation in his voice. Like, you could be so much nicer about this. Like, I can just hear that I hate this guy. And by the way, I've had that happen to me too in LA before. I don't know if I already told this story. Once again, don't know if I told this story, but I was on one of those Bird scooters, which I'm not proud of, but this was when they first came out, and I'm riding to the movie theater. And by the way, the sidewalks in Hollywood are huge. They're probably 10 to 12 feet wide. And sometimes wider, maybe 15 feet in some places. They're very big. And I was on one of the very big ones. I'm swerving around, zooming out of people, having fun, jolly old time. And some guy goes up to me, and as I'm riding past him, he goes, "Ah! Asshole. Hey, people are assholes." He goes, "Ha!" Like this guy did in the bike thing. First of all, I didn't know what it was. I had AirPods in. I'm rich as fuck because I have AirPods. But I rode past him, and I didn't say anything. I didn't even look back. I didn't want to give him the satisfaction of him knowing he affected me. But, like, what does that accomplish? Are you trying to start a fight? Is that what you're trying to do? That's what it seems like with this guy in this video. You're trying to start a fight. You want to fight people. Why are you trying to fight people? And this guy probably thinks he's macho and machismo. He'll kick anyone's ass. Hey, good for you. You drive a bike, you stupid loser. So you've already lost. I don't need to fight you. You've already lost because you ride a bike everywhere. And you actually care that people are in the bike lane. Oh no, someone's in the bike lane. What am I gonna do? Oh, shut up, you pussy. Now here I am being an asshole, proving the point. People are assholes. Another example for you guys. People are assholes. Another example for you guys. People are assholes. People are assholes. I'll put this up. This woman posts this. I applied for a dog today. This is the story in four parts. Let me screenshot this. Ka-chow. All right, load. Come on. Come on. All right, so this chick responds in a email to posting about a dog. "I'm interested in Little Angel. She's gorgeous. Please let me know what the process is. For your information, I'm an active 29-year-old professional working from home full-time. I'm looking for a young dog as a companion to make a family. I would love a dog that is active and enjoys running and hiking with me, as well as lots of cuddles and affection. Please let me know what information you need for me to start the conversation about potentially adopting." Response. "If you read Angel's description, she's a calm puppy who loves cuddles. She is not at all suitable for active running and hiking." Response back. "Thanks for your quick response. That's a shame that I'm not being considered. As she is so young, I obviously wouldn't have started her off with lots of activity until she's older, but I'm hoping for a companion that can do that and can grow with me and do those things in the future. Hi, there is that. It has nothing to do with her age. She would have hated it. We have a duty of care to our dogs to ensure they go to the right home for them." That's what the shelter replied to this girl. And it went viral, and it's crazy because people are assholes. Dog people are assholes. Animal people are assholes. Vegans can be assholes. And I'm sorry if you're vegan, sorry if you're a dog person, sorry if you're an animal person. But if you think like whoever wrote this, if you're listening, go fuck yourself. Someone's trying to adopt this dog. Someone's trying to give this dog a better life. And you're saying, you don't talk to her. You don't have any idea if this dog would have liked running around or not. You think you know more because, oh, I know animals. I can feel the way they feel. I'm on a different level of connection with them in a way you'll never understand. Shut up. People are assholes. She just wanted to adopt the dog and find a companion and just happened to bring up that she likes running around and you took it too personally. You stupid loser. People are assholes. Another example for you. This guy today on, you guys are probably seeing this, but I have to talk about it because I have to. I think it was today. No, it was yesterday. From Jensen Karp, he writes, I'm going to screenshot this one too. hey, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, why are there shrimp tails in my cereal? This is not a bit. They say, we're sorry to see what you found. We would like to report this to our quality team and replace the box. Can you please send us a DM to collect more details? And if you look at the picture, yeah, those are shrimp tails. All right. Now, was it doctored? I doubt it. Could have been. People are assholes. Could have been doctored. People are assholes. But doesn't look like it was. Looks like those are actually shrimp tails in the shrimp. That's not the funny part. The funny part is their response. They say, okay, where is it? After further investigation with our team that closely examined the image, it appears to be an accumulation of the cinnamon sugar that sometimes can occur when ingredients aren't thoroughly blended. We assure you there's no possibility of cross-contamination with shrimp. You saw the pictures. It's obviously shrimp. So Jensen, what was that? So Jensen replies, where'd it go? Whoops. God, this is a poorly run episode. Jesus, what happened to it? He says, so Jensen replies, sorry. Okay, well, after further investigation with my eyes, these are cinnamon-coated shrimp tails, you weirdos. I wasn't all that mad until you tried to gaslight me. And you look at the photos and like, yeah, those are 100% shrimp tails. And the cinnamon's clearly coated on them. Like, there's no way around it. Classic big brands trying to get away. People are assholes trying to explain it away. Like, treating people like idiots. That's why you're an asshole, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. You're an asshole because you treated this guy like an idiot, as if he was just going to shrug it off. You're right, these aren't shrimp tails. I'm a fucking moron. I have no idea what the hell I'm talking about. See, I'm taking a lot of screenshots this episode so I can do less work afterwards. I think, also, by the way, as a side note, I think most video episodes now are going to come out on Thursdays. It's just easier for me. And if you like videos, sorry, that's going to be the case. And if you like listening, sorry, listen then. Okay. But yeah, I mean, that's the dealio. Some guy found fucking shrimp in his Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And I had to report on that because it's funny as shit. So now everyone's making fun of them for that now, just absolutely roasting Cinnamon Toast Crunch on Twitter, which is deserved. But yeah, I mean, people are assholes, dude. I mean, listen to this. Someone ordered masks from a company. Hello, I ordered a dozen custom masks from you. However, you only sent me 12. I really needed them all. I would like a refund, please, and I will no longer support your business. I try to support black-owned businesses, but you guys continue to rip people off. Oh, no, they don't know what a dozen means. Response. Hello. Oh, no. Hello. I'm so sorry you're disappointed with your order. However, a dozen equals 12. If you needed more than a dozen, I'm happy to make the correct amount you needed. Unfortunately, I'm not able to offer you a refund due to the fact the quantity was correct on the invoice, which I also attached. It has 12 on the quantity. As I stated earlier, I'm more than happy to make more for you and even offer you a $5 off coupon. Reasonable. Great customer service, whoever wrote that email. Clapping for you. I'm not interested. The event is over now. I must have missed it on the invoice. I needed 20. I never heard of it as being 12. I swear it was pronounced Dubzen. Like a dub 20. Ah, whatever, though. All right. Hey, all right. You stupid idiot. People are stupid, idiot, asshole, losers. And that's the name of the show. People are assholes. Empty your lint containers. Don't throw my laundry on top of the dryer or the washer. Whereas Father Bob would say from St. Mary's Parish in Bristol, Indiana, worsher. People who say worsh are assholes. I don't know why people pronounce it like that. That's stupid. And most of you don't know what I'm talking about, but that's fine. But like, it's so easy to just be nice and be considerate. It's like the mask thing. I don't like wearing masks. I think wearing masks is stupid in a lot of cases. In a lot of places, like I was on a plane and I had one of those neck gaiter things on. They're like, oh, that's not good enough. Oh, I'm sorry, my mask isn't good enough. Sorry that the mask that's been okay for the last year is now all of a sudden not good enough. But whatever. Okay, fine. I'll put on a normal mask. Not a big deal. I'll just do it. I'll do it. I'll just fucking do it. I didn't get that memo that neck gaiters are no longer acceptable everywhere. But fine. It's minimal stuff. Fine. I will acquiesce to make everyone else more comfortable. I will play my part. Make everyone else more comfortable. And I'm going to get reamed to shit for this later by saying this. I just know I am. People are going to make fun of me for saying this later. But I just try not to be an asshole. And that's how I live my life. Don't be an asshole. Be a good person. And that's it. I clean out the lint dryer. I do my part in society. Don't be an asshole. I'll see you guys next week. Hopefully we get British Beth here next week. We need her back. What do you think? I agree with me. Dark app today. I don't know if you noticed because I'm recording it later at night. Video will be out Thursday. Audio is going to be out obviously today, Wednesday, and we'll talk soon. And I love you guys. And don't forget to not be an asshole. And clean out your dryer lint. Okay, bye. See you later.